I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, editor at that website. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
The Weekly Planet Podcast, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. With James and Mason, your host, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Red hot comic book movie news, pa ra pa pum pum, ra pa pum pum, ra pa pum pum, in your bum. It's Christmas, James. It's Christmas.
Boy, is it?
Yes.
Great
absolutely.
Song. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Isn't it though?
You know I have beef with a Little Drummer Boy.
With the idea of the song.
Yes.
Once again, famously, you have a lot of beefs on this show, mostly against your high school bullies, but this time it's a musical.
Yes.
Sing.
Is exactly.
Okay, great.
For something that probably didn't happen.
Sure.
Okay, so this drummer boy,
yes.
Whose job is to be a drummer, I guess.
Sure. Yep.
He's like the Flea from whatever era that, from 2,000 years ago. Is Flea the drummer?
Flea played bass.
He did
How
too, sorry. Is it bass and drums though? They're similar, aren't they?
No.
Okay, so he doesn't have a gift.
Yes.
So his gift is, I'm just going to bang this drum near this newborn baby.
Babies love that. Babies love to be disturbed. Parents certainly love that.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Absolutely.
All right. So
and now let's not talk about Christmas again. Except for the rest of the episode.
Yes. So look, let's get straight to the news then. Mm-hmm. Mark Wahlberg,
oh,
famous
yes.
actor. You've seen mm-hmm. him in things. You've
yep.
seen his biceps.
Yes, absolutely.
Big
definitely.
As a man's head.
Uh-huh.
He says he'll be back for Transformers 5. He's contracted in. He's got a couple more in him. And he says expects to be on set soon. But Michael Bay, possibly not so much, because I think he said he might not be doing it, so...
Unless he wins the Oscar.
Unless he wins that sweet Oscar. So, yeah.
Is Mark Wahlberg... Is anybody going for Wahlberg?
Like... Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think he's not a good movie, Transformers uh-huh. 4, but he was okay, right?
Yeah. Yeah, fine.
So,
fine.
I don't know. I'm
trying to make these inventions, but the inventions... I don't wish I was better at inventions.
This robot dog
provide
is...
for my family with my inventions.
I wish people could
see
the
chest. Don't sleep with my daughter. She's underage. Oh, you got a card? That's all right then. Creepy.
So, yeah. But on top of that, he's also the, they say, still the front runner to play Nathan Drake.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Take that, Nathan Fillion fans who want Nathan Fillion. Look, the original Uncharted script that was going to get done was a big departure from the video games, and people didn't like that. But I think people didn't mind Mark Wahlberg as Nathan Drake. What do you think? You could give it to a Bradley Cooper or a Chris Pratt or a Mark Wahlberg or a Nathan Fillion or a Nathan Drake. Any of those guys could play Nathan Drake.
I think there's going to be thousands of people who are unhappy and
yes.
hundreds of thousands of people who are unhappy with any choice
yes.
that's made there. Yeah.
And hundreds of thousands of people, probably millions who don't know what Uncharted is.
Yeah,
or care.
Yeah. Be like, oh, he's running, he's got guns, he's hanging off the thing. All right, I'm on board. Are there robots? No? All right, still.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
But
he is an American hero, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he have a daughter that's underage? All right, I'm back in.
I was going to say.
Were you going to say, because when you said Mark Wahlberg news,
yeah.
I thought you were going to say this news that Mark Wahlberg is petitioning to be pardoned for that time he was racist towards that Vietnamese man and beat him
yes.
up or whatever it was.
Apparently he didn't blind him. I thought
oh,
he did blind him, but that guy was
so
already...
So he is an American hero.
That guy was already blind.
Blind.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just,
so
beat him in the head.
I mean, yeah, he's. I guess he's sorry.
Great.
But he also said that he would have stopped 9/11 that time.
He did say that, didn't he? So who's to say? He's not to be trusted.
Yeah.
I mean, based on his words alone, he sounds like a hero.
Yes, he does.
A real
That's
American
right.
hero, but all right.
I remember what I was going to say now.
Okay, ready.
Every video
Can
game...
Can I top Mark Wahlberg's a weird...
Every video
the
game...
The puncher?
Every video game movie that's going to come out, pretty much every one of them, like, this isn't going to do well. Like, the Resident Evil movies do okay, but you never, like, these are going to light the world on fire.
No. Even... And again, we've talked about the Resident Evil movies. I only ever go see them because I've been tricked by the last one. We talked about this. There's one scene in each one where you remember it fondly.
Let's go through them.
No, it doesn't matter.
The first one, we're doing this.
Kicking the dog. Kicks the dog.
Scissor kicks a rubber dog.
Okay.
Second one, I don't really remember as well. It was in a city. There was the big guy.
He had a rocket launcher.
Third one was the desert.
Yep.
And the crows bit with all the crows.
Oh, yep, sure. Maybe? And then she has the psychic powers. She blasts everything. Yeah. Remember that? Okay.
That's actually not... I don't mind that movie. Uh-huh. And the fourth one is the bit where the plane mashes the zombies.
As it lands and it just chews them up with the propeller. Yeah. And the fifth one is just where it... descends into insanity.
I haven't seen the fifth one.
He just...
Oh, where they clone everybody.
Yeah, and
Wesker's back.
Completely invulnerable and they like kick his head off and it comes back on. Like they fight in a boat at the end and it's...
I think that's five.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
or four. Five. No.
Look, I don't know. The point is...
Now, there's a newer one where they you know, for some reason, the Umbrella Corporation is still a corporation and they make like a replica of Tokyo and then make clones of all the original Resident Evil actors who are dead, like Michelle Rodriguez, and just put them in there and just watch the outbreak.
But I missed one.
You've missed one. Wow. We both missed one.
Huh.
Well, now we know what we're doing Christmas morning.
Oh, yes.
We exchange gifts of Resident Evil 5 on Blu-ray. Great. And then we sit down and we watch it with some nog. Yeah, but I would say there's more money in cloning and building replica cities than there is in a virus.
Yeah, definitely.
That turns everyone into weird face-splitting monsters. Anyway.
But, you know, work to your strengths. That's what I say. Anyway, you were saying video game movies.
Every time, even Prince of Persia, I'm like, this isn't going to do well. Like, they think it's the next bloody Pirates of the Caribbean, but it's not going to do well, and it didn't. But this one, I'm like, this could work. This could be the one to break through.
Anyway, Pirates of the Caribbean, you were saying. Do you have Pirates of the Caribbean?
I do, actually, yeah. Orlando Bloom says that they're making another one, the Pirates 5, which I think we already knew, but he's not entirely sure if he'll be back yet. There are talks. Basically, they want to reboot the whole franchise, I think, and do something with me and the relationship with my son. Because if you remember the...
Nobody wants to do that. They want an exact replica of Jack Sparrow, but not Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
Assuming Johnny Depp isn't coming back.
I think he's coming back.
Oh, then they don't want... Whatever you said, Orlando Bloom, they don't want that, because nobody cares. People just want Jack Sparrow going, ooh, and running on a big wheel.
Don't you remember...
Ooh, what's going on?
Don't you remember, though, at the end of Pirates of the Caribbean 3, he became Davy Jones, and he lived at the bottom of the ocean in a ship?
Oh, yeah, and he got to visit his wife every decade or whatever it was.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants that. No. Sounds boring. It's 10 years of sadness.
Yeah, but also, that's not a reboot.
It's not a reboot, is it?
That's a continuation of the franchise.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah. We're right.
We're right.
He's wrong.
He's very wrong, isn't he?
Yeah. In your face, Bloom.
Yeah.
Do you think people hate Orlando Bloom?
I think they're indifferent toward Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
What about these Hobbit films? Have they...
People say that this is an okay Hobbit film.
Have they found him endearing in these films?
No. They say he's... Generally, they're like, it's weird that he's in it. That's the general consensus. Yeah. But anyway,
yeah.
Whatevs. More news.
Oh, I have some news.
No, you don't.
But I want to do news. I want to be part of it. You're probably going to say this next anyway.
We'll see.
Leaked Sony emails. That keeps going. Some Sony executives wanted Idris Elba to be the next Bond.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Which I've been bloody saying for years, mate.
You have been saying that, but at the same time, you never said it on this show, so it doesn't count.
I reckon I probably have. Somebody go back. I'm not going to. I reckon I have.
Yeah. Okay, how about this, though?
Yes.
He's 42. I looked into this, right?
How old's Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig is in human years or potato years?
Potato years.
He looks like a potato.
Russet years. Brown russet years.
No, he's about that.
Yeah, okay.
So Craig's got this one coming out this year.
Yep.
And then he's got another one on this contract, right? So that would mean Idris Elba would be probably 46 by the time he gets it.
Okay.
And then, so he'll probably do it 46 to 55 maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Is that too old for a Bond?
Roger Moore did it back then, but he looked his age. No, he really did.
Yeah.
He absolutely
did. Like, there's a lot of fun in those movies. There's a lot of terribleness.
Yep.
But like by the last one, my God.
He was just...
He looked like a...
Staggering around. Yeah. No, he really did. You're right.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you said Idris Elba was 46 now.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon he's going to look the same. When he's
what if 42. I said he was 32? What if I tricked you then?
Oh.
He's not. But he's not, imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah, look, I think he's... already, like, it's amazing. In the comments straight away are just flat-out racism.
Yeah,
like,
immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah.
But I think he's a great choice.
It would be interesting to see how they go. Like, speaking of racism.
Yeah.
Will the films be racist?
Yes.
No, but, like... Because people will be like, oh, you can't make him born black because he's not, he's a white British guy, whatever. Right, which you can, you obviously can. But it'll be interesting how the dynamic's going to change.
Okay.
Like none of the films specifically refer to Bond as being white, except maybe Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
Which is...
Oh, that's right.
Or he's probably called a honky.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But, like, is the fact that he's black going to affect his interactions with the other characters?
Okay.
Like, would people, you know, because... Are you going to go, well, Bond exists in this universe where he's just Bond? Mm. Like, he's just a secret agent in the world and he does secret agent stuff. Or is he going to exist in a world where he's a secret agent and he's black and people react to that?
Oh, okay,
Like, if he goes, like, are people going to be racist towards him in certain places? Like, if he goes to a different, you know, location where, you know...
Yeah.
Where the minorities are looked down upon or whatever, is he going to be...
I think
or
they,
are they just going to ignore
I
it?
I think they're too... I think they just ignore it.
Yeah,
I don't
probably.
Think... That have the kind. I don't think they'd have the subtlety to kind of.
Yeah, I guess so. That, like, remember in.
Oh, maybe more so now. Like, the Brosnan era, if they did it, like, he'd probably, like, someone would throw him keys thinking he's the valet guy or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely, yeah.
But, yeah, they'd probably handle it a lot better now.
Yeah, probably.
Mm.
Like, and there's a scene, like, in Casino Royale where there's, like,
There's that bit where they whip his nuts with the rope.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. That's exactly the only scene I'm thinking of. Now, there's a scene where there's, like, like, he's looking for the bomb maker in the...
Yeah.
And you know, and he clearly stands out because he's, like, the one white guy in the whole...
Yeah.
Like, he'd blend in that situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Or would he, kind of?
Good point. Okay.
Anyway, we're just speculating.
We are speculate.
Mm. We are speculate.
That should be the name of the movie. Speculate.
Oh, Speculatra.
So, yeah, but another leaked Sony news. We've got to talk about the interview being cancelled. Actually,
oh, yes.
Curious Topa, at Curious Topa on Twitter, wants to know my thoughts on the interview being cancelled. We talked about...
Well, give him your thoughts! Don't waste time! Don't lollygag about. It's bloody Christmas. We've got stuff to do.
That's it. Yeah, so basically, for those who don't know, the interview was a movie where Seth Rogen and James Franco play characters who go to North Korea to interview Kim Jong-un. But... Then they're kind of recruited by the CIA to assassinate him.
Yes.
And it's like kind of like a buddy kind of comedy, but it's also, you know, this kind of spy action thriller.
Right.
Kind of like the movie I Spy with Eddie Murphy and Owen Wilson.
Like that.
If I had to pick something.
What about classic Australian film Let's Get Skase? where some people have to go and retrieve.
They have to get Skase.
They have to get Christopher Skase, tax exile from whatever, where Mallorca, wherever he lived.
Now dead.
He's dead. He did die.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Because they got him.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
It wouldn't have been good, no. Some good cast in it. Lockie Hume's in it.
Yeah.
And he's good. Anyway.
Anyway, the interview. Sorry,
that's a weird pull.
Yeah.
Let's get Skase. Yeah, what do you think?
What we read, and I'm calling it this week. Everybody watch Let's Get Skase. No, don't do that. You won't even be able to find it.
No. So, yeah. So, basically, in light of all the Sony hacking, which the FBI revealed that this was North Korea who did the hack.
Yep.
People had their doubts, including us, no doubt.
No, I said it was definitely North
Korea. Okay, cool, good. Then,
I knew.
Basically, so they've, to stop things from continually being leaked, they've cancelled the movie.
And also, apparently, there were some threats to, like, some hackers said, we will blow up theatres if you show this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they've also talked about possibly releasing it online, like maybe through Crackle or something. Like, it'll still find a platform.
Yeah.
But that's still releasing it, so it remains to be seen.
Yeah. That just changes it from we will blow up theatres to we will blow up Sony headquarters, surely, right? Because they're the culprits kind of thing.
Yeah. So, now, what do you think, though?
Well, look, you know, it's a shame that it'll never get released and it'll only ever exist on Sony's, you know, uncrackable servers. You know, they'll just have to sit it on their server and nobody will ever be able to get to it because you can't get through Sony's incredible firewall.
That's right.
Mm.
Yeah. Good point. Were you interested in seeing this?
Not especially.
No.
It feels a bit Borat to me.
Okay, sure. Yeah. But you like
or
Borat.
Or The Dictator or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm.
Borat's a comedy that you love, though.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
So... That's you should watch.
Maybe I love it. Okay, what we read this week? Let's get Skase, Borat,
Bruno.
Bruno.
Just to be sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's one of those things. I'm interested to see it, I guess, but I probably wouldn't have gone to the cinema.
Yeah, it's probably... I mean, it's. I don't think it's going to be, you know, a crushing satire of...
Yeah.
Of, you know, North Korea's horrible human rights policies or whatever. It's just going to be, hey, look at this wacky stuff.
Wackiness, exactly.
How wacky is North Korea? Look at all the wacky propaganda or whatever.
Yeah.
That one looks like a dick, you know? It'll be that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't think I saw the last one, the end of the world one, at the cinema.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see, what was the one before that they did? I can't remember. Pineapple Express. Or, no, it wasn't one before. But I like them, but I don't go out and see them. I'm like, right. I can wait for this.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
I don't care, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fine.
What are you thinking about negotiating with terrorism, Mason?
Oh, well, Obama said don't do it.
He did.
Obama said, you're weak, Sony.
Yeah,
you're real weak. You're weak dogs. That's what you are.
Yeah, I guess he makes a good point. But we make a point never to get political on this show,
mm-hmm.
unless we're really ill-informed.
I thought you were going to say we make a point never to negotiate with terrorists.
We would. I would definitely negotiate. Okay, right. I'm a coward.
If you got some cool stuff out of it, maybe.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess all the stuff that the other stuff they were going to leak won't be coming out. But not in addition to that, there was a whole bunch of Spider-Man leaks as well that I just... We did it all last week.
Yeah.
It's just the Is same stuff. It's just like negotiations and percentages and who gets what share and who might the director be. And the guy who, I think it was the guy who is directing Doctor Strange, they were talking about doing it maybe in 2099 and recasting and I don't know. Anyway, we might talk about that in a bit because we've got a listener email about that.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, we'll get to that. Do you know Suicide Squad, the movie?
I am familiar with it, yes.
When we talked about Amanda Waller and how Oprah was possibly up for the role.
Oh, yes.
Oscar-winning actor, female actor, Viola Davis, is said to be up for the role.
Who is that?
I will show you a photo.
Okay.
Her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
She's in stuff.
Yeah.
I think she's a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That being said, what do you think of her being in it?
Probably good. Probably a good choice.
Yeah. No, I think it's solid. Yeah, yeah.
What, yeah, okay.
She won't bring that Oprah crowd, but I think she's suited for it, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Hamill.
Oh, yes.
He's played many characters. Luke Skywalker. The guy from Wing Commander.
Oh, yep.
He was in an episode of Sequest DSV.
He was in the film Prototype. Wait, no, was it called Prototype? No, he was in the Guyver.
MacGyver?
The Guyver.
What's The Guyver?
The Guyver was like this Japanese animated series.
Yeah.
About like this kid and he finds this super suit and it makes him super powered or whatever and then he just kills monsters.
Is that the first time that Japanese have ever done something like that?
Yeah, it's definitely the first one. You'd know it as the one time they did that. And yeah, there was a live movie version of that and he was in that.
What was he
I
in
think.
It? Was he a mentor?
I don't know what he was. Yeah. I've seen it and I can't remember.
From like the 90s?
I would say the 90s.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up.
I like
Mark.
I like Mark Hamill. Seems like a good dude.
Yeah.
But he's going to reprise his role as the trickster.
Yes.
In The Flash.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, obviously, probably a different kind of trickster.
Uh huh.
Because for those who are not in the know, in the early 90s Flash TV series, there is one of the Flash's rogues is a guy called the Trickster. He's kind of, I don't want to say low rent Joker, but.
Yeah. That's the Clue Master.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's the low rent, the Riddler.
Yeah. But by all accounts, and I haven't seen this, he put in a decent performance in that, didn't he?
Yeah, it was good. That's probably one of the highlights of that series.
Yeah. And the foam muscly suit.
The foam muscly suit was pretty good. Sure. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep.
So I'd imagine that when they bring him back, he'll probably more kind of Clock King-ish, just kind of he was this kind of wacky villain, now he's just kind of more kind of...
I think the idea is in this that there's a new version of the trickster out,
doing
tricky trickster stuff.
Yeah.
And the Flash and Mark Hamill have to team up and stop him, maybe. It's interesting that the Flash is doing this because they've taken John Wesley Shipp,
yes.
who is the Flash,
yes.
who was the Flash in the original series. He's now Flash's dad.
Flash dad.
They got Amanda Pays, who was Tina McGee in the original series.
Yeah.
Who was like his, like the Star Labs helper type.
Yeah.
And they brought her back, same character, only now she works for the competitor.
Yeah.
Like Star Labs competitor.
Yep.
So...
Cool.
It's weird, right?
I like it though.
Yeah, it's good.
It's cool. Yeah, yeah. It's always nice to see Mark Hamill.
Yeah, in stuff.
In stuff.
Doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Having a beard sometimes.
Having a beard.
Not having a beard other times.
I like him.
Beard.
He does look good with a beard. He's also in the Secret Service coming up.
Oh, really?
There's actually. Have you seen the Secret? Have you read the Secret Service?
No,
the
I
book? It's not called. It's called Kingsman Secret Service. The comic's called Secret Service. But there's a very funny. Like the opening panels for that is. Mark Hamill, like it's the actor Mark Hamill,
yes.
And it's quite amusing. And I don't know if they're going to do that exactly, but if they did, it would be pretty incredible.
But he's in the movie version.
He is, but I don't know whether he's playing Mark Hamill or something else.
Right.
Because I won't spoil the comic, but it's got a lot of it's to do with celebrities and celebrity culture, sure. A little bit of it. Yeah.
But it's set in England.
Yes.
Ooh, Mark Hamill's in England.
I guess so.
I thought he wasn't allowed in England. I can spoil...
Since the incident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He blinded that guy.
Oh, he did, yeah. Yeah. He blinded that Bobby.
Yeah. one more bit of news.
I have Mark Hamill news.
Oh.
If we're going to talk about Mark Hamill news.
Yes.
Did you hear about there was a live reading of The Empire Strikes Back?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah,
a couple of days ago.
Alan Page's Han Solo.
Yeah, Jason Reitman decided to get a whole bunch of people together.
Yeah.
And then do that. So Hamill was the Emperor.
Oh, sweet. He'd do a sweet Emperor's voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He also did the lines for Obi-Wan Kenobi and Boba Fett. Let's see. And he's a voice guy now.
So yeah, yeah, that's
apparently
right.
Apparently spot on.
Yeah, definitely.
Molto bene. And Rainn Wilson was Chewbacca. Just Chewbacca.
Just doing the growling.
Just doing the thing. And, of course, Darth Vader, J.K. Simmons.
That's amazing. I love
pretty
that.
Good, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favorites.
Did he just do it as J.K. Simmons?
I don't know.
Just shouting.
There's got to be, like...
I think there is clips of it.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. And also Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad was Luke Skywalker.
Yeah,
so that's
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like
that. Anyway, I'd like to hear all of that. So if somebody has a bootleg version of it, anyone who was there,
yeah,
Mark Hamill, if you're there, you were there and you're listening and you bootlegged it.
We want it, Hamill.
Yeah, if you could send it to
us. We'll keep all your racially motivated attacks secret. We'll play it right down if
absolutely.
You send us that. Yeah. No, good dude. I've got some Harry Potter news, Mason.
Oh, yes.
You're familiar with Harry Potter?
Are they releasing new stories?
They're
going to
do stories and stuff, okay, whatever. Right. It's not important. That's not my news, Mason.
All right, okay,
I got
sure.
the real news.
You've gone deep. This is a deep
J.K. Rowling regrets killing one of her characters from the series.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to know which one it is?
Dumbledore.
Spoiler alert, by the way. Not Dumbledore.
Not Dumbledore.
Correct.
Great.
Florian Fortescue.
Don't know who that is.
He runs an ice cream parlor.
Don't know why. Does
but
he
she
do
regrets
that?
Killing that famous character, Florine Fortescue.
What did that character do besides? Did he or she provide kind of like fatherly advice to the kids? They were in important. They were in the ice cream shop and they're like, "What do we do now?" And she's like, "You bloody go with your heart, man." Or, I don't know, man or woman, who knows?
No, apparently it was a minor character that was going to become a major character later that would pass on some key information about the Deathly Hallows.
Oh yes,
you know what that is.
Yep.
But that basically it didn't work out that way. She wrote this character in a corner and then was forced to kill them.
Huh.
And she regrets it.
I'm trapped in a corner. Oh no.
I've slipped on all my ice cream. Sorry.
Shot in the head.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com.
Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Anyway, Mason.
Yes.
We're going to talk about something else.
Oh, yeah.
The Airman's written in, right? And he goes, hey, listen.
Wait, who's written in?
Airman. The official Airman of the show.
Okay, sure.
Anyways, today's topic, Christmas. As the next episode, we'll probably have something to... He says probably, just so we're clear.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Something to do with Christmas, as it's the last one before. Then I thought you might like to discuss superhero-themed gifts, ornaments, or stuff like that to get into the festive spirit, all while jumping a motorcycle over a line of cars in a Santa suit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so what we thought we'd do, Airman, and everybody else listening...
No, just him.
Just you.
Yep.
Everybody else, turn this off. This isn't for you. No, we're going to go through some of our favorite Christmas movies and possibly comics, but
absolutely.
I can't think of any. So we'll just bloody, just a bit of back and forth.
Hey, I had a thought. Hang on.
Okay.
This is not Christmas related.
Mm.
I was going to put this into news.
Mm.
Hang on. Wait. You can edit this out. I'll leave it in forever. You saw it on Twitter. This isn't Christmas related, but... Somebody said, Chase Vallone on Twitter got a Fish Mooney tattoo.
Yeah, is that real?
I hope so.
I need to know.
Well, look, like they've shaved their leg or whatever it is. They've got it pretty great.
I don't know about this.
Yeah.
I'm suspicious.
I'm also suspicious, but I'm so good. I'm just, for those who don't know, Fish Mooney is the worst character on the TV series Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
She's a... scenery chewing nightmare on that show, and you never get a tattoo of her. So this guy's got a tattoo of her.
Fantastic.
And there's just a dozen like replies to it. Like, why did you do this? That's the worst. Terrible idea. You're the worst.
I hope it's real.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's great.
Anyway, Merry Christmas to that guy.
And also, love what you love, man. This person has embraced it.
Yes.
You love what you love, and that's great. Yeah.
Okay. Don't love that though.
Christmas.
Oh, yes.
When we're talking about Christmas movies.
Okay.
I'm going to list some Christmas movies. Some of my favorite Christmas movies.
Okay, cool.
That's what the listeners like, don't they?
When they love lists of things.
Lists of
things.
They
love barely arranged lists of things.
The Polar Express.
Is that... Okay.
No, it's garbage.
Okay,
doesn't
great.
Make any sense.
Fantastic.
What's the train doing? Why are they taking kids every Christmas?
Okay.
Weird CGI nightmare.
Mm.
Jingle All the Way.
You're just going to list... You just get. We're really gonna do this.
No, we're not.
Okay, good. All right.
Now you got some favorites.
All right. Well, my favorite is probably. Okay, this is like probably the default. Like, if you don't like Christmas movies, you'd say you like this Christmas movie.
Sure.
And people are like, oh, yeah, but...
Fred Claus.
No, not Fred Claus. Die Hard.
Yeah.
Die Hard's great.
Yeah, definitely.
And people are like, oh, it's not a Christmas movie. It's an action movie. But it's set at Christmas.
Yeah, it's a bloody Christmas movie.
It's a bloody Christmas movie. Alan Rickman says the line, now I have a machine gun, ho, ho, ho. In his Alan Rickman
in his Alan Rickman German voice. Yeah.
So I feel that that is a great Christmas film.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's carols in
There's a lot of Christmas jokes in it.
It's
set at a Christmas party.
Yes.
It's Christmas, man.
It's Christmas.
It's as Christmas as you
Christmas
can get.
Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, his ex-wife is there.
I think Christmas it ends spirit. With a Christmas carol, yeah. like song at the end.
Yeah.
Like Let It Snow at the end, doesn't
Probably
it?
Probably could be that, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
It's very Christmas.
He gets his all feet cut up with glass, just like what happens style. Every Christmas.
Just
right?
like what happens in Home Alone.
Yeah.
When he steps on the ornaments.
Yeah.
We'll get to that one.
Ooh.
But yeah, no, that's probably my favourite Christmas movie or one of.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess...
But I feel bad listing that as my favourite Christmas movie again, because people are like, oh, what about... You know how they talk.
Yeah.
You know how people talk.
What about Christmas with the Cranks? That's what people say.
Definitely, they do say that. They just want to get a tree or a turkey or something.
Maybe.
A lot of stuff's happened.
They're late for Christmas, I don't know. But yeah. No, Die Hard's great.
Mm.
Not as good. Die Hard 2 also set at Christmas.
Yep.
Kind of shit.
When's Die Hard 3 set?
It's in the summer. It's just set in the summer.
Exactly. Why keep up the motif? Is the new one set at Christmas?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have to be set at Christmas, though?
Nah, probably not. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
It'd be weird if terrorist action only happened during Christmas.
I think Die Hard...
And John McClane is always happens to be there. Yeah. You'd think he'd go on vacation or whatever.
You would.
Because John McClane really only fights the bad guys because he has to. Because there's literally nobody else
Until,
there.
Until, like, Die Hard 5, when he just does... He goes over to save his son.
Right.
And they get in this car chase because he was in Russia because his son got arrested. I haven't seen this, by the way. This is just what I've gleaned from it. And I started to watch it. I'm like, nah, no.
Great.
So I turn it off. But, And he's in a car chase. I think I saw this bit. And he's clearly there to rescue his son. And he keeps crashing into cars. And he keeps like yelling out, I'm on vacation. Oh, I'm just on vacation. Like, you're not on vacation. You're here very... You've got a very specific purpose.
Right. Does he yell that to people?
Yes.
He's not grumbling to himself.
No, he's just like yelling it out. So, yeah.
Great.
It's pretty good.
Mm.
What do you think about those whole... Like, you know, there's like the Polar Express. And there's like the Christmas Carol one with Jim Carrey. These are Robert Zemeckis Christmas movies. That are... All mo-captioned.
Yes.
Do you have any love for them at all?
No.
Me neither.
But to children?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you have a children's... do you have something from your childhood? Like
yes.
A film that you remember? That
definitely.
Like, this is my favourite. Yeah. And I have fond memories.
There's one, which I haven't seen it since I was a kid. It's from 1985. It's called Santa Claus the Movie.
Oh, yes.
And I haven't seen it since like the early 90s or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But it's where it's about Santa Claus and the origins of Santa Claus.
Oh, yes.
And then how Christmas runs. And Dudley Moore is an elf. Oh,
I think I have vague memories of that. Okay, yeah.
And a big corporation takes over Christmas and makes Christmas 2. And they distribute candy canes. If you eat them, they make you float.
Huh.
And it's this...
That sounds amazing. I'm on board with that.
And there's like a jet-powered sleigh, and so Dudley Moore goes in direct competition with Santa, and
ooh.
It's nuts, probably.
Sounds nuts.
But so I haven't seen it in a long time, but that's one of my favorites from when I was a little guy.
Just a little guy.
Yeah. Do you have a kid's favorite one?
Well, if we're talking about the Little Drummer Boy from earlier,
there's a
stop motion animation version of the Little Drummer Boy, and.
So it's everyone going, shut up! Just shut up!
Just stop drumming, God! Anyway, they go into... It's like Little Drummer Boy Year One. Like, they go into his origin. And essentially, he's an orphan boy.
He's sitting in a chair. His parents are dead. He's wondering what to do with his life. Drum crashes through the window.
I've got it! But we might have talked about this last year, but it's my favourite, not because it's any good, but because they used to show him, like, pre... Like before you went to school, like at 7 in the morning or whatever.
I wasn't allowed to watch TV in the morning at school. Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, I guess they'd played him in segments because they'd be like an hour or whatever long. So they might play him over 2 days or whatever.
Yeah.
But basically, the little drummer boy is out on his own going to see Jesus or whatever.
Yeah.
Because he's been orphaned, Bruce Wayne style. But there's a scene where his parents are killed. And it's stop motion. And... The dad is killed with like a knife to the chest. Imagine a stop motion knife to the chest hitting a marionette man, and he gets hit right square in the chest, and he goes down, and he's a dead marionette man, and his son is an orphan.
What? Hang on. Why?
What do you mean, why?
Like, what? Why does he get murdered?
Because the kids stuff back in the day, it was all tragedy, right?
Yeah, it was.
That's why all Disney films, like, all the main characters were orphans.
Yeah, you're right.
It's awful.
Well, and this must have been, I don't know if it's the same company, but do you remember the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer animated origin story? It's a very famous kind of stop motion one.
Yeah, I think
it's got the abominable snowman and stuff.
Say it again.
Abominable.
Oh, you sure? Now I'm on board.
Abominable.
Yes.
Yeah. Snow. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
It's like the story of Rudolph.
I think it is all the same company.
Yeah, yeah.
Rankin Bass.
Yeah, I used to love that as well when I was a kid as well. But I couldn't watch it, Mason, during the week because I had to go to school and learn.
Yeah, whatever.
Because I needed to know how to make a good podcast.
School of Hard Knocks. This bloke. Learning to drum on the streets.
Did you ever get into the Santa Claus movies with the Tim Allen ones?
No, never.
Never a fan?
No. Were they funny?
No.
Great.
But the first one,
Christmas
was an
with
interesting...
a crank situation. Is Tim Allen in Christmas with a crank as well?
Yes.
Great, okay. What's he done lately? Anything?
Zoom Academy?
Was that what it was called?
Yeah, where it was like a superhero one.
Yeah, I remember that. It was called Zoom Academy.
Yeah, something like that. He's got a new sitcom where he's a dad and maybe he's got like eight daughters and he's like, it's called I Got
it's
Too Many
It's a little drummer boy, look. Look, there he is. He's holding a lamb or something. There's a lot of animals. I don't know what's going on.
That looks like a nightmare.
Yeah,
that looks like a nightmare.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at his
Oh my God.
See, that's him. Now imagine his parents had just been killed with axes to the chest or whatever it was. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What was I talking? Yeah, but I like the premise where, you know, he accidentally kills Santa.
We all love that premise. And we all love accidental murder.
And then he becomes Santa and whatever. And it's got an interesting kind of transformation where over the year he slowly becomes Santa, and whatever, kind of against his will, and then he just kind of goes with it.
Uh-huh.
They probably get worse as they go, but I think they're good kind of Santa, kind of kids movies. Like, they're fun and and whatevs. And the third one has Jack Frost, and he fights Martin Short.
Okay, that's right.
Second one is a robot Santa, and he fights robot Santa.
I'll watch Martin Short and a lot of stuff. I'll watch Versus, a robot version of yourself. I'll watch a Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, certainly.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did it blow your mind in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey where they have see robot versions of themselves, and then they build robot versions of themselves to beat up the robot versions of themselves?
I remember that.
That was great.
That went into
people don't like Bogus Journey.
I like it a lot.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the third one as well.
Yeah.
Are we gonna
mix TV shows in here as well?
Yeah, whatever, man.
Right, all right, just
throw just some Christmas. Stuff.
Yeah, just Christmas. The very first Simpsons episode is a Christmas episode.
It is, yeah.
It's the one where Bart accidentally burns their all the Christmas.
Isn't it
stuff.
The Santa's Little Helper one? Or is that the same one? Where they get Santa's Little Helper? This is the same episode.
Maybe. Hang on, give me one second.
I think those are different episodes where Bart melts the tree.
Yes.
And then they get all the charity gifts from everybody.
Yes, that's
and then
the
they
one.
Find out that it's not really.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm not going to look it up now. Yeah, that's the one.
That's not the first one, though.
Isn't it?
The Santa's Little Helper's one is the first one.
Huh.
Yeah.
What happens in the Santa's Little Helper one?
They adopt the dog.
All right.
As a gift, because Homer blows all his money for some reason.
Well, they're both about them being poor and kind of...
depressed.
Charity and... Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Those sort of set the tone for early Simpsons stuff. Like, the animation wasn't great.
Yep.
The characters weren't fully formed yet.
No.
But it was sort of like, okay, these characters, they really love each other. They're kind of all idiots, but, you know, they kind of get along kind of thing. But now, what was the last Simpsons episode you watched?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay, great.
Couldn't tell you.
Fantastic.
I watched, like, every now and then someone will put, like, a clip on Facebook, like a 6-second clip.
Oh, yes.
And I'll watch that. I'll be like, and then that makes me laugh, like the Mr. Kearns when Bart's begging for money. Mr. Burns is looking for an heir.
Uh-huh.
And Bart, I'm butchering this.
And it's taking longer than 6 seconds.
It is, sure. But anyway, Homer, like, so he holds auditions for people who are worthy to inherit all his money. And Homer writes Bart's cue cards.
Uh-huh.
And Bart gets up there and is like, me. It's just written in broken English. And it says Mr. Kern. I've fucked that up.
Yeah.
Forget it. Don't worry about it.
Great.
Futurama do a good Christmas episode as well.
Yes, they do.
They got the idea behind Futurama's Christmas, if you haven't seen it. I think they've changed it to Xmas as well, like officially. And
is that everyone lives in fear?
Everyone lives in fear because they've created this robotic Santa, but who lives on Pluto.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And basically he deems everybody unworthy of gifts.
Yes.
So he's a mass murderer.
Right.
So, and it's pretty great. And I remember this, there's a hilarious bit where he goes through and he's judging everybody and then he just hands Zoidberg a present.
Right,
it's
right.
It's like he's the only one who's worthy, and that's pretty great.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. But that's pretty cool how everybody lives in fear of this terrifying Santa man.
Yes.
Santa robot. Yeah. You know, it's another Christmas movie, though.
That, I'm ready.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I was just going to say that
movie.
One. Yeah. Go ahead.
I haven't seen it in a while. Shane Black. Yeah. But yeah, what do you think?
I love it. Yeah. It's one of my favorite. Not just Christmas movies. It's one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Yeah. But again, I haven't seen it in a while, so maybe.
Is it the funniness that you like?
Yeah, I love the funniness. I love Fat Val Kilmer.
Yes.
I love Robert Downey Jr. before he was famous again.
Yes.
Like sort of on his last legs a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good.
I think that was the kind of thing that kind of jump-started his career, like got that spark going. I think so anyway.
Yeah.
Because that kind of got him back on people's radar, I think. Because that was 2005, I believe.
Mm.
And I think from that, people were like,
he's pretty good with his stuff, yeah.
He was also in that, he was also in Bowfinger, so.
I have no memory of that. What was he in Bowfinger?
He's like a Hollywood executive type.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did he look kind of a little rough?
No, he looked all right.
Huh.
Yeah, he looked all right.
Coked out a little?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, great.
Not to my knowledge. I've never had a cocaine, to be honest. I'm not really a drugs man, as you know.
I'm not saying did you watch it on cocaine.
Fine, I did, all right? Jesus. No, he didn't look like it, though. He didn't look like he was from memory. Yeah. What else you got there?
Oh, well, how about... Oh, Community.
Yeah.
Community does a Christmas episode every year. And if we're talking about creepy stop-motion marionettes... Community got it in spades.
Boy, right? Did they. Yeah,
they had that kind of Polar Express kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the Rankin and Bass kind of
style.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty cool. They really can take a concept and just nail it.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Like a sci-fi or a whatever. It's amazing the way they do it.
A paintball. I'm doing a paintball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, really incredible. Mm-hmm. It's really baffling. Is it too niche, Community? Is that why people don't like it?
Yeah, you know what... I think maybe that it's, not that it's niche, or maybe, but that sitcoms thrive on just being the same every episode.
Sure,
yeah. Like even the best ones, you've got the cast of characters, it's in the same location.
Yeah.
You know, the plots revolve around their jobs or whatever.
Yeah.
And with Community, you know, it can just go off the rails.
Yeah.
It can be, they can go into a you know, Polar Express universe, or they, because it's somebody, was it somebody's dream? Was it Arbid's dream?
Yeah, Arbid's dream, yeah.
Or they can, you know, go into a D&D universe and be their characters.
Or a video game universe.
Or a video game, or play paintball.
Yeah, or play paintball.
Well, nobody can relate to that. No. Who's ever played paintball? Just the rich.
Just the rich.
Just Hollywood fat cats.
There's that space episode as well where they're in that space simulator.
Uh-huh.
Like they do all, there's a boating one. Right. Yeah, they do it all, man.
Yeah, and I think... Yeah.
Why isn't that appealing though?
That's, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because people do people go to work and they're like, oh, I'm sick of my job, I'm sick of this, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they just, I would just want to go home and watch whatever.
Yeah.
It's the same and I want to be comforted by that.
Mm.
With Community they're like, woo.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know this is a favorite kind of black comedy people like. People love Bad Santa.
Oh, with Billy Bob Thornton.
Haven't seen it. Yeah. That's all right. I like it.
Oh, you're good.
Like, it's grim and whatever.
Uh-huh.
But he really commits to that. Uh-huh. Like, he's real gruff. And he looks drunk. I think he did drink the entire time.
Yep.
Like, yeah. Like, he was very kind of... He really got into character.
Well.
So that's pretty incredible.
Did he do any cocaine?
No doubt.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
There's a bit where he pees his pants, and I think... I can't remember whether he wanted to do it for real. And yes. I think they might not have ended up doing it because it wouldn't have shown up on camera as well.
Right,
He was like, I'll just do it, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true. Pee doesn't look like pee on camera.
Looks like cats.
It does look like cats. But weirdly, if you tape a whole bunch of cats together, it looks like you've peed yourself.
Gremlins?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a good. These aren't all going to be great.
Gremlins is fantastic.
Mm.
They've been talking about another Gremlins for years. I don't know whether that'll ever eventuate. And if they do, whether they do it kind of the way they used to with puppets and whatnot.
I think it's going to depend how Star Wars does.
Okay.
And it's going to do billions of dollars. So I think they'll be like, oh yeah, we can do puppets again.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the puppetry in that's amazing. And whenever they're not puppets, whenever they're kind of a distance, they're stop motion.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't all look super convincing, but it's pretty great, and it's so much more better having like something actually there than tactile that people are reacting to. They're gross and mean and vulgar and and all that kind of thing, but in the best way. And it's a really dark kind of Christmas movie, isn't it? Because in that movie as well, the girl in that, her dad was killed at Christmas. He disappeared on Christmas, and they end up finding, she tells this story, they find him days later, and he's dressed in a Santa costume, and he's wedged in the chimney.
Right.
So he was going to come down and surprise them, and yeah, it's pretty great.
That is good.
Was Gremlins 2 set at Christmas? It was set in a mall.
It probably was, but it doesn't jump out at me
as
being, it jumps out at more as me as being a parody of Gremlins 1.
But I think Gremlins 2 is good for that reason. Uh-huh. It just kind of pokes holes in the whole, like, if you feed them after midnight, what time zone is it?
And
all that kind of stuff. It's pretty great. Mm. But yeah, anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You got another one that you love more than anything?
I love the Justice League Christmas episode.
I haven't seen that.
Well, but it's kind of, it's a bold move for a kid's cartoon series.
Yeah.
Well, a kid, like an action cartoon series.
Yeah.
Insofar as there's no action.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's sort of like all that, you know, the hero, the Justice League save like an alien planet from destruction or whatever. And they're like, well, like right at the start. And they're like, well, that's done. And then they sort of just go their separate ways and just do Christmas stuff.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, I guess it's a testament to that universe that they, you know, Paul Dini and Bruce Timm and those guys created, that you can't, you know, you can, you know, the characters stand up on their own.
Yeah.
Just to be like, well, you don't need the masks and the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like Clark Kent goes back to Smallville.
Yeah.
And he sort of switches back to his Smallville kind of personality. Okay, kind of like...
Does he hang out with like Lana Lang and stuff, or his folks, or...
I can't remember.
Does he meet his high school bully?
Yeah, and he beats him up.
Good.
Yeah, just really brutally. Just tears him in half.
What does Batman do at Christmas? Him and Alfred?
Oh, he's on Watchtower duty.
Ah.
Because he's all sad.
He would, wouldn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what time of year Batman's parents died? It's generally the winter, isn't
Seems
it?
Winter,
it has
yeah.
been, but...
Ooh. They don't dwell on that.
They certainly don't.
Maybe there's a deleted scene where he's just like, in the Watchtower, just like, why? Why? Yeah, so Clark brings Martian Manhunter to Smallville.
Yeah, okay.
And he doesn't understand Christmas.
Cool.
It's pretty good.
So he learns a lesson and stuff.
Yeah, we all learn a lesson.
Great.
What else happens in it?
Does he change his... He doesn't come down as Martian Manhunter. He changes, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And he's like, I don't understand Christmas. But then he sort of walks around the town and he sees the Christmas cheer and he's like, oh, I get it.
He's like, okay, right, I get it.
Yeah. There is some action. Hawk Girl spends Christmas at a bar, like in space.
Yeah.
And starts a bar brawl. So that's pretty good. And the Flash, in like Jingle All the Way style, he goes to an orphanage and he's like, I'm going to buy all you kids what the present you want for Christmas. And it's like a rapping duck. It's the toy that's a duck. And he has to sort of go around the city trying to find it.
Pretty okay, good. Cool. Yeah, nice. That sounds great.
Yeah, yeah.
Justice League Unlimited, is it?
I think it was just regular Justice League.
Just regular Justice League, season one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd pretty great. Good. All right. That sounds really good. I might watch that at some point. Not on Christmas. Maybe on Christmas.
Yeah, maybe on Christmas Day.
Christmas.
Just shove your family aside and just watch that.
What are your thoughts on this?
I have no thoughts on it.
Oh.
On anything.
Oh.
No, go ahead.
Love Actually.
I've not seen the whole thing. I've seen it in bits because it's really long, right?
Correct.
And whenever it's played on TV over here, is it usually played on Christmas Eve or maybe?
Yeah, probably something like that.
Then it's usually split up with a lot of ad breaks. Like, it's on network TV and it's split up with a lot of ad breaks, and so it's like 3 hours long.
And there's a whole lot of different plots going at once.
Yes, exactly. So I usually flick over and there's Rickman's in it, right?
Rickman's in it.
I normally see the bit with Rickman.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I don't know where this plot is headed.
Yeah.
So, does Rickman fall in love with a girl who doesn't speak English?
No, that's Colin Firth.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Actually, what does Rickman do?
Rickman is married to Nanny McPhee. What's her name?
Emma Thompson?
Emma Thompson.
Right.
That's not what she's really strictly known for. But who's also, she's the Prime Minister's sister, Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant is the okay.
Yep, and but he buys.
Imagine if Hugh Jackman was the Prime Minister.
My goodness,
bloody oath!
And he buys a necklace, and she finds a necklace, this really expensive necklace, and she's looking forward to him giving it to her. But then on Christmas, he doesn't give it to her. He gives it to his secretary because he's kind of starts to fall. He falls for her or whatever, so she knows that. Now she figures out that he's, you know, in love with someone else or whatever. Uh-huh. It's really quite heartbreaking.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people don't like that movie. I think it's quite
good. You sound like a real sissy. No,
yeah.
You're right. Okay.
I don't know. I just think the worst thing about that movie is all these other movies kind of spun out of it, thinking they could do it like Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve. Uh-huh. Then all these stories come together and they're just junk.
Uh-huh.
But I think Love Actually is quite good. And I know a lot of people won't agree with me on that, but I'm not getting rid of this Love Actually tattoo. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely, yeah. Is it love on the front and then Actually on the back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Love on the chest, like real gangster style, yeah. In like a gothic print. And on the back, just like Actually.
Question mark?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, good.
If you look at anybody's DVD collection, like any, not like, you know, like if you go to someone's house, like a dad or whatever, or family, Love Actually DVD always
has
in
to be there.
Yeah.
Legally required to be there.
That's it.
Huh.
Have you seen Scrooged? I haven't seen it, but I want to ask you.
It's been
you
many years with Bill Murray.
Yeah. Apparently that's really good.
Look, it's been a lot of years.
Yeah.
I think, when did it come out? It was like the early 80s?
I think it was 90s. Early 90s.
1988.
No.
Yeah, I think I saw it when it came out.
Mm.
Like first TV showing. So it would have been like 1989. So I was 8.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure I found it terrifying. So I don't think I would have seen it. I'm sure it's good. Like, I bet it's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got Bill Murray and he's the best.
He sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What about all those, you know, like National Lampoon's, like
Christmas Vacation.
I like that. I remember liking it. It's got a weird Chevy Chase flip out, which I love.
True.
Yeah. I like young Chevy Chase. Not as much regular day, modern day Chevy Chase.
No, he's, yeah.
He's a monster.
He's kind of a monster. And he kind of, we were talking about Community earlier. There were some episodes that are really like, that Pierce is a really bad guy in that.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why. Like the parts of Community that I dislike that really kind of like maybe turned me off Community a little bit where he was a really bad guy in those. And I know that's the script.
Yeah.
But I can't help but think that was Chevy Chase's fault. Like he insisted.
I think, in all honesty, he had a big hand in Dan Harmon being fired.
Oh, okay,
I think because Chevy Chase has the star power.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because they famously do not get along.
Right.
And did not get along during the show.
Uh-huh.
And like, I think Dan Harmon even gave a speech at a wrap-up party where he just paid out Chevy Chase. So, no, I might be wrong, yeah. But, you know, there you
okay,
go.
Okay, this is my newest favourite Christmas thing.
Yeah.
If we're just listing Christmas things.
Mm.
And I've never seen it, but yeah. I was like, what are some, maybe I've forgotten some. Like, these sort of off the top of my head, but I'm like, maybe I've, you know, maybe there's one that I saw and I really enjoyed and I couldn't remember it. But I've not seen this, but I've just looked at the wiki page for it.
Sure.
And now I love it because it's my new favourite. Very Special Christmas with Beavis and Butthead. Right. But I love it from the first sentence of the synopsis because it says, the duo are sitting on their couch, wrong there. T-H-E-R-E, wrong there. And Butthead tells Beavis that he thinks it's Christmas. They say that's cool because you get to watch TV. No punctuation. So they decide to watch some music videos, blah, blah, blah. Then they watch Frosty the Snowman, but hated it, so they changed it to The Little Drummer by Bing Crosby and David Bowie, but quickly changed it for some unknown reason. So they changed it to Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid, which they liked a little bit. Then they changed it to a channel where there's, wrong there, a season... Oh, no, it's the right there, but there's no punctuation. A season's greetings card that's playing White Christmas. Then they change it to the California Raisins playing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which they think are turds. Then they start talking about if turds were alive. So then it changes to another season's greetings card, but it is playing the Nutcracker Suite to where Beavis and Butthead sing along and laugh. Pretty great, right?
Pretty great.
Does that not fill you with the Christmas spirit?
I don't need to see that anymore.
Absolutely.
That's well fleshed out.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez. Well, that sounds really, really good. You a Beavis and Butthead fan?
No.
I'm okay with
it. Ren and Stimpy, yes.
Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead, not so much.
What about Daria?
I mean, Beavis and Butthead were essentially just... like bumpers in between video clips on MTV. So
at its moments. Yeah. What about Daria?
Daria I liked a lot.
Because Daria hit me at that exact right age.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. So I was
we like little animated girls.
Yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. What about Nightmare Before Christmas? Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, even though Tim Burton didn't direct Nightmare Before Christmas.
I've got no feeling towards it.
Mm.
None. What about you?
Can't really remember it.
Great.
But I know it's a favourite, so I thought may as well bring it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're
it's very, it's all right. It's very well animated. Uh-huh. I remember liking it a lot, but, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. What about Hook? Is that a Christmas movie?
No. Maybe.
You know, you got to look at your classics, though, like Miracle on 34th Street. We could talk about some classics.
Uh-huh, sure.
Anything about that rings a bell in your mind?
Hang on, sorry, say that whole thing.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, no.
There's a couple of them.
I don't like... I don't like sad Christmas anything.
Sad sincerity at Christmas.
Sad sincerity.
What about a mom for Christmas? I think Olivia Newton-John is a mannequin that comes to life.
Oh yeah, it becomes somebody's mom for Christmas. Because their mom has passed away, presumably.
But I think there's also a movie called Mannequin where that same thing happens. Correct. But not at Christmas.
Yes.
And it's Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah. And maybe James Spader, isn't that?
Sure.
Great.
Are they both mannequins?
No, just her.
Twist.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that a twist? No. No, you're not really a Miracle on 34th Street
no,
kind
I don't
of
like
guy. Is that the one where Santa's on trial as well?
Ugh.
Where they're like, admit that you're not the real Santa. And he's like, fuck you, I am.
Oh, see, I'd watch that. If it was just a really aggressive, drunk shopping mall Santa, just he's been locked up and he's on trial for just kicking out windows or whatever. And he's just really abusive in court. I'd watch that for 2 hours.
Yeah. So I think it's basically... And then it may be at the end. I can't remember. I might not have ever seen it. But it's like, maybe he is real. And it was real all along.
Oh, yes.
Elf? What about Elf? Not Alf with an A.
Right, but Elf with an E.
Yeah.
Well, look, I like the sticker pack on Facebook. The Elf sticker pack.
It's pretty good.
Do you enjoy it? Is it?
Yeah, look, to be honest, it came out not when I was a kid. I think I was like,
What era of... Will Ferrell is this?
This would be a bit after kind of old school around Anchorman. A bit after Anchorman, probably.
After Anchorman, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's about 2003, 2004.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was the heyday.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny.
Uh-huh.
James Caan's in it.
Yeah.
There's a real Santa in it. Like, there's got a good kind of visual gags and he's good.
Yep.
But it's not something I know a lot of people love that movie. I don't gravitate towards it. But I know what, I like it enough.
Mm.
A lot of kids love that movie and I know that, I was going to say, they've talked about doing a sequel and Will Ferrell's like, I'm not going to squeeze into a bloody elf costume. I'm too old.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not. It's not happening.
Yeah.
What about The Muppets Christmas Carol?
Again, sadness.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that is, that's Michael Caine, though. There's Ebenezer
that's true,
Scrooge.
Yeah.
I remember quite liking it. But there's also a Disney Muppet Christmas, not Muppet. There's a Disney Christmas Carol animated one with Mickey Mouse and Scrooge and whatever.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that?
No.
That is a nightmare as
in
a kid.
Sense?
At the end, he goes to a grave with Death.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, whose grave is this? Why is it here? And then Death like pulls his hood back and it's like the one of the Beagle Boy kind of, he's like, it's for you. And he like kicks him into the grave. And I remember as a kid being like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Ah! But, yeah, terrifying.
Yeah.
But also quite entertaining.
You don't want anybody kicked into a grave.
No. That might not even have been what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many more do you have left? How long is your list? Is it huge?
Let me just go through and see what I got here.
Okay,
I think
cool.
I've mentioned most of them. I'm sure, look, we've missed things.
There's so many good ones. There was an episode of 30 Rock also had a great Christmas episode.
Is it one, is like every sitcom where it ends with, that was the real Santa. Like, I know you talked about this last year.
Uh-huh.
I've seen that on Full House. I've seen it on...
Yep.
I think that Tim Allen show, not the new one where he's got 8 girls, but the other one.
Look, I love that. Whenever that is the twist, I love it, but I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I'm pretty... Okay, I got maybe one more.
Yep.
And that's the Seinfeld episode.
Okay.
Strike, which is... It's not so much a Christmas episode, it's a Festivus episode.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
It's... look, George has... The Costanza family are done with Christmas. They don't care for it. So they've created Festivus,
yeah,
which is for the rest of us.
Yes.
And it's, the traditions are, there's no Christmas tree. There's an aluminium pole.
Yes.
Which unadorned, you know, you air your grievances for that year.
Yeah.
With just all the people around you, which is what you do at Christmas anyway. So
yep,
that's pretty
yep,
good.
Good.
And there are feats of strength.
Yes.
And
Festivus only ends when... George pins his dad.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's the one.
And there's that great where they play a tape from when George is a kid.
Yes.
And he's like, I can't read it. I need glasses. And he's like, you don't need glasses.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of actual Festivus in the episode.
No.
But I think it's interesting how they've built this mythology. Like, last year I went to a Festivus celebration in a park. There was wrestling. I didn't win. I had some grievances. It was pretty great.
Was that last year when you came off the skateboard?
I did come off the skateboard, yes. It was motorized, to be fair. So,
you would have done better on a regular one?
No, I would have done worse. Almost certainly.
What about The Grinch?
I haven't seen it. Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
That was Jim Carrey post...
Truman Show?
Yes.
Ace
but he
Ventura.
Was kind of... Yes, both all of those ones, yes. I don't know, it was in that era where I had no interest in seeing anything Jim Carrey related.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, this is pre I Love You, Philip Morris, and a couple of films like that. So.
It's good to see that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think I've seen it. I'm okay with it.
Most of this episode is just going, yeah, I kind of remember sort of that. It was fine, I guess, you know. That's Christmas, really, when you think about
Christmas.
It's fine, I guess.
I've actually got here a couple comic book movies that are Christmas movies.
Oh, yes.
Can you think of any off the top of your head?
Comic book movies that are set at Christmas.
Yes.
Man of Steel. No, that's not true. Dark Knight Rises. Not true.
Not true. If Man of Steel could have been Christmas, it wasn't Christmas afterwards, though. They would have cancelled Christmas after Man of Steel. Christmas
all right,
is off.
All right, hit me with some.
Iron Man 3.
Oh,
which, of course, is Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, same director, Shane Black. So,
and also Lethal Weapon is set at Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that as well, Lethal Weapon.
Uh-huh. Bloody loves Christmas, this bloke.
He does. Yeah, most of his films, if not all of them, are set at Christmas. That's like his thing, yeah.
It's interesting.
The other one is Batman Returns.
Oh, it is too.
A weird gothic Christmas.
Mm.
Yeah.
Great.
Great.
Your favourite Batman film? As we've discussed many times.
Not a fan.
All right, fine.
That's fine. Yeah. Actually, I got an email here from Michael McCormick. It might have been a tweet. He wants to know if Santa has been in any Marvel or DC movies. As we mentioned, yes.
Mm.
But do you know of any comics? I know there's like ones from like the 60s where like Santa and Superman save Christmas whatever. There's a whole bunch of those and whatever.
You know, one of my favourites is...
Batman beats up Santa when he comes into his house.
Yep. One of my favourites is, look, it's not the real Santa.
Yeah. Santa's got Santa with muscles.
Oh, Santa, sure. Hulk Hogan, absolutely. Yep. There's an issue of Hitman.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Tommy Monaghan, bitten by an alien space bug, gets some superpowers and he decides to just only kill. Well, he kills a whole bunch of people, but he decides to focus some of his career on killing superpowered villains.
Yeah.
There's an episode called The Santa Contract where...
Wait, a comic or an episode?
Comic.
Sorry. Yeah.
Issue, sorry. Where a janitor at a nuclear reactor falls into a vat of toxic waste.
Yes.
And gains, like, radiation powers, and he puts on a Santa suit and decides to just go around the city killing people, and then decide to take that contract and hunt him down. And it's good. It's Christmassy, and it's fun, and also all the narration is in verse.
Oh, okay,
so it's great.
Cool.
It's a super solid episode. Issue.
Okay,
not
cool.
Mm,
does he do it in the end? Does he do it, like, murder in front of kids and
I'm
stuff?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
You check that out.
You love that guy, don't you?
Yeah, it's good.
The Hitman.
Yeah,
you mentioned him before.
And I guess because it's also a finite series. Like, it was all the one writer.
Yeah.
More or less all the one illustrator the whole way through.
Yeah.
And
so it's a few issues, is it?
No, I meant the whole series.
Oh, okay,
One. This is issue 22, if you're tracking it down.
Yep.
Get it for like a buck at a... Get on Comixology. It's Christmas. They'll probably put it up.
They'll probably put it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I didn't look into this at all, so I have no Christmas comics.
That's fine.
Maybe next year we'll do Christmas comics.
Oh, yeah.
We can't do a Christmas episode next year because we just did it. What do you do next year? What do we do next year?
That's a good point.
How do we top this amazing episode?
Festivus episode where we just talk about our favorite Festivus moments.
Air grievances at each other.
Yes. That episode of Seinfeld. That time I fell off the skateboard. Both of those.
But
I really enrich it with detail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, look, we've no doubt missed some. Tweet at us.
So many, most likely.
What your favourite one is, if you
And
were...
we've skimmed on the details of a lot, certainly.
Boy, have we, yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. This show is whatever, really, isn't
it? It is, isn't it? What do you think about it?
Yeah.
It's so, good-natured whatever.
It is. So tweet at us at Wikipedia Brown, at Mr. Sunday Movies, or at Weekly Planet Pod, and we'd love to hear it, your thoughts. We'd love to know what you think of Love Actually, everybody.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
If you tolerate it as much as I do.
Yes.
All right, well, you know what it's time for, Mason.
What is it time for?
What we reading?
Oh, what we gonna read.
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today? Do you want to sing the Christmas version of that?
What we reading, ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. What we gonna read? Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Stop. Works with anything.
What are you reading?
Well, I was gonna reread Hitman.
Yeah.
But I guess not. Let me think. I don't know. Do you want to? Should I do something Christmassy or should I avoid Christmassy things altogether?
Why not Christmassy? but
oh yeah, go ahead.
I'm just whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, actually, Finn Braman wants to know more about Mad Max, and he requested we do a Mad Max episode.
Oh yeah, we can.
Which
do that.
We probably will.
Yep. I mean, the short version is watch Mad Max 2.
Yes, that's right, in Sudbury. But actually, the guy on YouTube who is a good dude is called Bandit Incorporated. I've done a video with him before. He's a nice guy. Yes. He's doing a Mad Max series where he's going through them one by one. Yes. He just put up his first one for...
So he's going to do three.
Yeah, but he's also going to look at the trailers and whatever. But yeah, so he's going to do three. Yeah, but he's a really big Mad Max fan, and he's Australian, and he knows a lot of the background stuff. He's more knowledgeable than... Well, probably... definitely more than I am, and... Probably more than you. I don't know. What do you know about Mad Max?
What do I know about Mad Max?
Yes. List all the things.
Leather jacket with only one sleeve.
Yes.
Double barrel shotgun.
Yes.
Really loves petrol.
Yes.
Thunderdome.
Yes. No, you know more.
Yeah. We don't need another hero.
That's right. Yeah. But yeah, so
he is a hero.
Yes. He's the first one's up, maybe the second one's up by now, where he talks about the original Mad Max, which is from like the late 70s, which is a really low budget Australian movie, which a lot of people haven't actually seen. But it's not just a review. He goes through like how it was made and the problems with it and all that kind of stuff. The guy who directed it, George Miller, went on to make a bunch of stuff, and he nearly made Justice League Mortal.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So if you want to know in the meantime, if you want to know more about Mad Max than we know,
yes,
and what we can do, I'd say go to Bandit Incorporates channel, guys, and check out his Mad Max stuff. Yeah.
Totally.
I've also got some listener what we readings.
Oh, yes.
Hey, guys. Attack on Titan. After seeing the poster for the film last...
That's been recommended to us before.
Yeah, many times. Yeah. After seeing the poster for the film last week, I realized I'd heard a lot of good things about it and decided to give it a go. And I could tell you, great show. I played through all 25 in about 24 hours. If you enjoy anime, it's definitely worth a watch. It can be horrifying in some places, and it keeps you guessing with most episodes. Keep it real, you two. I look forward to listening every week for the rest of my life.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
We've really set ourselves a task, haven't we there?
Yeah, that's from James, the official abnormal of the podcast. That isn't a misspelling. It's a Young Frankenstein reference. Haven't seen it.
Get it. No, I get
cool.
it.
Cool. So that's pretty cool. Mm. I'm all for that. I think I had another what we read in here, but I can't find it. Doesn't matter. That's what we're reading.
I'm going to go back and watch director George Miller from Mad Max's Babe, Pig in the City.
Did he direct that or did he produce it?
He directed and produced
it. I didn't direct the first one, did he?
Yep, correct.
Apparently, Babe, Pig in the City is very good and very underrated.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Hugo Weaving's in it.
What's he? Oh, he's the dog.
Yes.
Yeah. I love Babe. It's a good movie. That's Christmas.
Yeah.
There's Christmas in Babe.
We've come back around again.
We have.
We've now officially mentioned all the Christmas movies. We did it.
This is from Steve On.
Oh, yes.
Stephon.
Oh, yes.
Hello, James and Mason. You guys are great.
It's pronounced Stephon.
Sorry. All right. Sorry, Stephon. As one of the largest James Bond fans around, I demand you dickheads sing my favorite Bond theme, You Know My Name, from Casino Royale, in light of Secretary's production. Keep up the good work. Tell Mason he's the crow, and I hereby electing myself the official Sterling Archer of the podcast. P.S. Check out Archer if you haven't already. Mason. I think that's my favorite Bond theme. If you take a life, do you know what you give? I'll tell you my life, what it is. When the storm arrives, that's a great song.
It is pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good song to run to, Mason.
Oh, really?
Yeah, get into it. Yeah.
My favorite song to run to is
Born to Run
to You.
Oh.
Yeah, close enough.
People always recommending Archer as well. It's good. I haven't seen enough of it, but you love it, don't you?
Well, they've had to change the name of their secret organization because it's ISIS.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They've quietly sort of pushed it to the background.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's a scene like in the most recent season where they're just sort of piling all the ISIS, like all the signs in their office and just pushing them out the door kind of thing.
As they acknowledge it. That's good. That's
but they're not like, we've got to change it because of terrorism. They're just like, let's be somebody else now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Mm. Hey, hello. Greetings from Scotland.
Oh, hello.
If you enjoyed Michael Shanks' Tone Trap, This is the other one we're reading, I guess. I've got these all out of order.
Oh, yes.
You should check out his older stuff on The Escapist. He did a series called Doomsday Arcade, where video game characters have come to life and try to kill him and his friends. I'm still shocked at how much he gets done, graphics-wise, with so little. Love the podcast. Introducing it to everyone I know who might be vaguely interested. Cheers, Ross. P.S. Can I be the official kilt-wielding Scotsman of the podcast?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Yes. All right, that sounds cool.
I'm a big fan of introducing people to a podcast when they might be vaguely interested in it. Anyway, if you do like the show, tell a friend.
Yeah.
That'd be great. That's mostly what we'd like people to do.
Do you tell people that you do this, like people you know?
If they say the exact words, hey, do you have a podcast?
Okay, sure.
Right? If people are talking about podcasts,
yeah,
I won't bring it up.
Yeah.
If only because literally everybody I know has a podcast.
See, no, but I don't move in your celebrity circles.
That's true, yeah.
Your celebrity jerk circles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what we call them. Yes.
But yeah, hey, a lot of people.
You got time today for a celebrity jerk circle? Is that we're going
to
do that?
But yeah, no, it's a lot of your friends have them, don't they?
Yeah. And so else? I don't like to add to the conversation.
Sure.
Unless somebody's like, "Hey, do you have one?"
See, whenever there's a lot of my close friends know, and then a lot of people I don't tell, and then someone else will tell them,
uh-huh.
And then I'll be like, "No," because then they listen to it and they're like, "Oh, it's very kind of." It's very kind of geek central, out of it. It's not really. And I'm like, it's not for you.
Yeah.
Like, now I feel weird that you know. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like the more people that I know,
yes,
it diminishes how well I could do this.
Oh, really?
Because I get paranoid about people. Like any people.
You're like, oh, we were going to talk about Spider-Man, but my friend Joey really likes trucks. So I'm going to put in some references to trucks, I guess. Like,
yeah.
A truck.
Like, I need to think of this as this only goes specifically to people who want it,
right.
Who don't know me. Uh-huh. That's how I need to think of this.
Oh, yes.
Otherwise, it all falls apart, Mason.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. What do we
read? All reading? Our friends should buy t-shirts though and wear them, right?
Please, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, this is also another email from Christian B. Hey, James and Nick, I have a question.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, you two know about the Sony hack.
No.
Yes. Oh. He's been...
I just read stuff off a cue, like some cue cards phonetically. Yeah. I don't even understand words.
My question is, if Sony gives the rights back to Marvel, of Spider-Man, sorry,
oh, yes.
Or if Sony reboots the franchise again, who would you
also
guys...
you have to mention something about trucks,
because yes.
Joe's listening.
Who would you guys like to play Spidey? Love the show. Keep up the good work. Keep grabbing dem jams. P.S. If Mason leaves, we riot.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Well, like, I kind of would like to see that, I'll be honest with you. Like to see how much damage the listeners can do, but all right, I'll stick around for now.
Yeah,
maybe a better. Maybe when we get a bigger listener base, then I'll quit, and then the riot will.
The bigger the riot, the better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, this might be a kind of a revolutionary choice,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to say J.K. Simmons as Spider-Man. Right?
I would love that.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Just an older Spider-Man, or is he in college?
I reckon he's. He's in high school.
Yep.
He's in high school, but he's got a side job where he sells photos of Spider-Man to the Daily Bugle. To J. Jonah Jameson, who's also played by J.K. Simmons.
Yep.
Get me pictures of Spider-Man! I'm getting you pictures of Spider-Man, old man! Shut it! Good, right? I'd watch
yeah,
that.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. That would make money, wouldn't it?
I'd probably pay money for it.
Yeah.
I'd be the only
you
one.
You definitely would.
Yeah.
A lot of people have talked about if they're going to reboot it, why not go in like a Miles Morales kind of
yes, okay.
direction,
yeah, yeah.
Which I think is in a better way, maybe not better, but it's an interesting way to do it,
yep.
to kind of say, this is completely separate. We know we've done this a few times, we're sorry, we're doing something a little bit different.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I know Donald Glover's name's been floated before. And
I feel he's a little too old now.
Probably too old now, yeah, yeah.
Which is weird, because like a couple of years ago, I would have been like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, and it's only been a couple of years, but,
yeah.
like, but that, I guess because he was playing, like, in Community, he was playing a guy who was just out of high school,
yeah.
and it made a lot of sense.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, yeah. But I don't, look, to be honest, I don't really have an actual actor in mind.
Jaden Smith. Willow Smith.
I know people have talked about Josh Hutcherson from The Hunger
oh, yes.
Games.
Uh-huh.
I know, if they're going to do Teenage Spider-Man, you I think they should cast young.
Uh-huh.
And go with somebody who's not incredibly well known.
Right, yeah, definitely.
But also, Daxon is written in. He's actually the guy who kicked off the official thing. He said, can I be the official Spider-Man? And then yeah. we went, yes.
How about
and
this
then...
guy? I reckon this would work.
Oh, who's that?
Roshan Fegan.
Okay.
He's a Disney guy. He was in Camp Rock.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, you don't know that for sure. How could you... But he's got that look.
Yeah, no.
He's quite young Donald Glover.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess Miles Morales is supposed to... He's half black and half Latino.
Yeah.
And there's got to be tons of half Latino, half black actors out there. So
there's one.
Yep.
This guy. What's his name?
No, he's just black.
Camp Rock.
He's just regular.
Oh, just straight up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. No. Sure. Yeah.
But he's got the look. I think that would totally work. He's kind of nerdy.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Do you think it would be if they did the Civil War aspect of it and then they revealed Miles Morales' identity? That would be as big a deal as if they did Peter Parker.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I would. But then we'd know because he's got the ultimate Spider-Man uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
What if they? I mean, you made it.
See, well, see, we couldn't. That couldn't work as a reveal.
Mm.
Like, if you were like, if they got the rights back, and like, we're gonna make Miles Morales the Spider-Man in like the Avengers.
Yeah.
And we saw set photos, and he had the Ultimate Spider-Man costume.
Yeah.
That would leak immediately. Like,
yeah.
Or Entertainment Weekly would be like, well, this is obviously the, even if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Entertainment Weekly and all those people would be like, just so you know, this is Miles Morales, blah blah blah, and it wouldn't be a surprise to anyone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that could work, but
yeah.
I would definitely
You'd buy that?
I'd buy that.
What about the reveal in it is J.K. Simmons?
Ah, so good. I would definitely. Get me pictures of myself, he would say.
But anyway, Daxon, he wrote it. He's a big Spider-Man fan. He's an actor. He loves everything about Spider-Man. He looks good in the suit. We've seen him. He's got a sweet Spider-Man suit. And he asked to hashtag Daxon for Spidey. So if you go to @TheAmazingDaxon and you think he's a good Spider-Man,
he'll
be good on board for that.
Okay,
I think he'd be a good Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a good Miles Morales.
Oh, yes.
Going, you know, just doing, mixing it up. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, I like all of that, everything we said then.
Yes.
Yes.
We say some good things sometimes.
Definitely. Hey, James and Mason. Greetings from the UK. Love the show, though you guys keep making me laugh out loud in the gym while I'm listening and I look like a mental. Like a mental? Like, make me look
also
mental.
Also, congratulations for going to the gym.
Yes, very good. Actually, there's a dude on Twitter sent me a picture, and I haven't got back to him, where he's wearing a Weekly Planet t-shirt thing, and he's doing the working out, and he's like enormous. He's like totes jacked.
Oh, yes.
Hang on, I'm going to find him right now.
Uh-huh.
And
he's sweating in our shirt.
Yes.
How dare he?
And I'd like to know if there's anybody who's more jacked.
Oh, yes. Like, just in the world.
Yeah, no, who's a fan of the show. I'd like to have some kind of jacked off competition.
So we've gone through who's the youngest listener, who's the oldest listener. If we can get some updates on that.
Yeah.
Email in if you're the oldest listener or the youngest listener.
Yeah.
Or email in if you think you're the most jacked listener.
Yeah.
Or the most atrophied listener.
This is David, he's _ sexual Jesus.
Oh, there he is. Yep, fan of the, yep. Jacked.
Jacked as, mate.
Top knot.
So, yeah, that's pretty good. And also, thank you to the person who sent me, Austin Lee, who sent me the guy throwing a boomerang and hitting a fish out of the air.
Great.
That's pretty good. Oh, and also Guido for that sweet Batman cartoon. That's really good. If Batman fought Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Anyway, greetings from the UK, all those things that I just said. Given your discussions on the last show, my friend and I came up with an idea for a show that I have named the Jeremy Renner Power Hour.
Oh, yes.
Where Jeremy Renner is digitally inserted into films and TV shows, but only those that are loosely associated with his name. Some of the ones I've come up with are...
The Maze Renner.
That's on here.
Oh, good. Very good. Great.
The Renning Man.
Oh, yes.
Ren Fat Boy Ren.
Oh, yes.
The Renaway Bride. Uh-huh. Two Ren and a Baby. Two Ren and a Little Lady. Silent Renning. The A Rengers. Cool Rennings. Renner and Stimpy. The Maze Renner. Mm-hmm. Blade Renner. RV.
Oh, I see Blade Renner.
Yeah. RV. Renaway Vacation. No Country for Old Ren. Ren Women and Children. The Hunt for Ren October. Uh-huh. Ren T.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Children of Ren, Captain A. Ren Ika, the Winter Soldier. Can you guys think of any more?
Planes, Trains, and Jeremy Renner, the actor.
All the best. That's from Tom Redhead. Although I don't...
Titanic, but Jeremy Renner's there.
That's from Tom Redhead, although he doesn't actually have red hair. Please, can I be the official Brit playing an American superhero because Brits are better at acting of the podcast? Peeper, yes. An insult for Mason in my native language. Please call Mason a massive bus wanker.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's an in-between.
That's
the
right
shit
up
right
there with window licker, I think, as an insult.
What's a window licker?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tom Redhead. Hey, fellas. This is from Colby. Just wondering what your thoughts were on the Target and Kmart decision.
Bus wanker. Okay, continue.
Kmart pretty decisions good. To stop selling Grand Theft 5. Grand Theft Auto 5, do you think it was a mistake or was it justified?
This is just in Australia, right?
Just in Australia. Mm. Also, my brother and I would like to claim the official title of Bill and Ted of the podcast. Thanks. Stay excellent and stay out of trouble. I'm talking to you, James, from Colby. So, for those who don't know, I think everybody knows this, Grand Theft Auto 5 was pulled off the shelves at Target and
the
came
re-release,
out. The re-release, sorry.
High-def version.
And it's not banned in Australia. There has been some classification issues because there was no R18 rating for video games. So there's a bunch of stuff that didn't come out that now has, because the rating's now in like Mortal Kombat 9 and a bunch of other stuff.
Right.
The only reason this has been pulled is because people know what Grand Theft Auto is. There are way worse games, all games
Give
that are equally bad. Saints Row.
Is that worse?
You're just hitting people with like big dicks and stuff, isn't
it? I guess so. Yeah.
I don't know. Look, I'm not saying worse, but like there's a lot of games that.
There was an anal probe gun in the last Saints Row.
Yes.
Or the one prior to that, and that was taken out, I think.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah.
But, like, even, like, your Call of Duty, like, there's a lot of shooting people in the face
there's
and stuff.
One of the recent, I think it's one of the Modern Warfares, there's an optional intro scene where you're in a team of terrorists.
Oh.
Like, assaulting an airport.
Oh, okay, right.
And you just kill innocent people.
Yeah.
Or you can just, you're, like, undercover, I think.
Yeah.
And you can just kind of. You can not do anything and just watch it unfold. Or
you
can actually kill people.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think it matters, to be honest.
Look, I think... Yeah, I mean, Rockstar do a lot of... It's Rockstar, right?
Yeah.
They've been doing this for years just to drum up attention,
yeah.
I feel. The issue that is concern is that you can, like, kill a sex worker. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that...
I think that was the main thing, yeah.
I think they should probably take that out at this point.
Do you think the games don't need it anymore?
Yeah, I mean...
Like it's a bit archaic.
The idea... Obviously, in Grand Theft Auto games, you can kill anyone.
Yeah.
And if you buy... Like, it's an R18 plus rated game.
Mm.
Children shouldn't be buying it. Like, people under 18.
Yeah.
And if you're a parent and you're thinking about it, like, buying the game, you should do your research first, because it's R18, it's a video game, you should look into what, like, it's like taking your kid to see an R18 movie.
Sure.
Maybe look into that and see why the rating's been given, and why, you know, and if that's appropriate for your child in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's a thorny issue, isn't it?
It is. Look, I don't think, it's not going to affect sales.
You really
I think it's just...
Like, you can still get an EB or whatever.
Exactly. And it works, I think it works for both.
Right.
Like, for both... Target and Kmart look good in the eyes of, like, conservative consumers.
Yep.
And people who love Grand Theft Auto can be a little bit outraged, and then it also promotes the game.
Right.
So I don't really think it does anything.
Yeah. I think the issue, too, is that, like, again, in Grand Theft Auto, you can kill literally anyone.
Yeah.
And again, if you are a parent buying this game for your child, and the first thing they do is start going around killing women and sex workers...
Mm.
Maybe you haven't talked to your kid about
that. Yeah,
it's, you know.
Yeah.
And like game-wise, you can't have everybody killable except a certain class of people in the game.
Yeah.
That would be odd.
Yeah. But just saying, maybe just remove that element entirely.
Yeah, just remove that element. Why do you need... Mm. Like, I understand it's a full, you know, it's a fully realized world.
Yeah.
And in a fully realized world, you can have sex with sex workers if you want. But yeah, maybe... Yeah, maybe take... There's enough to do in those games.
Yeah.
Then you just take it out. It's fine. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
And again, I think it is also an issue of, like, you know, video games are, like, an actual... Like, they're artistic expression now.
Sure.
It's not just, hey, we, you know, you've got a little spaceship and you're shooting it around or whatever. Mm. Like, people have put a huge amount of work into this.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be banning things just because there's an element of it that you don't like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think...
Little on the nose.
Little on the nose,
okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think at this point, GTA's a big enough franchise that it's not going to kill sales if they take out the killing sex workers issue part of it, you know?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. All right. Hey, guys, how's it going? My name is... Now, this pronounced, I asked this before the show. J-U-N. How do you pronounce
it? I'd say Jun.
Jun. Okay. And I've been listening to your podcast for a few months now, and I'm absolutely loving it. Loving it so much, I've listened to the music for so long. I haven't listened to music in so long because I just listen to your podcast instead. One day, I was listening to an episode on the bus on my way to school, and I saw this girl walk in, and I would say she was about an 8 out of 10. Sweet. Happy with that. Somehow, as I was turning my head and looking right at the girl at about 0.1...
Women are more than a set of numbers, but all right,
seconds,
continue.
Mason happened to make me laugh at some lame joke that got me laughing
Wait
for some
a second.
Reason, and then the girl saw me laughing. She now... So now I look like some random dick who looked at this girl and started laughing at how she looked. Thanks, Mason.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
Actually said, don't say you're welcome, prick. Though you didn't say that. You said, don't say you're welcome.
You're very welcome.
That's all I got. Thanks for the great entertainment, guys. Keep up the good work. Two hearts. P.S. Can I be the official half Japanese, half New Zealander that got cock blocked by Mason of the podcast?
I guess so. All right, fine. I mean, I think we have one already, but fine.
Yeah, you've heard it.
Yeah.
Okay, next week, Mason, we'll do something else, won't we? That's the show.
Sure will. Yep.
We'll probably talk about The Hobbit and the best movies of the year that we liked.
Oh, yes.
We haven't seen everything, have we?
Well, I haven't seen The Hobbit yet, so I'm assuming that's going to be my best movie of the year, yes. Right?
Actually, I got this from Thomas from Dublin. All right, lads, here's my review of The Hobbits. Long-winded, boring, shite. Don't bother talking at length about it. Regards, Thomas Dublin.
Fantastic.
From Dublin. Or Thomas Dublin. Mm. So, yeah. Also, I announced this on my YouTube channel, the t-shirt winners of the if you're a Patreon member, you could win a t-shirt. And the winners were Kyle and Rebecca. I'll reach out to you and stuff, or you can reach out to me, whatever happens first, and get you some sweet teas.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. But thank you to everybody. We'd like to give one to everybody.
What if they're like, hey, we actually don't want Weekly Planet teas. Can you buy us something else? Can you just buy us some nice American apparel?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that. Okay. To the value of...
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So that's that. Thank you to the Brutton and Basilisk for the themes.
Absolutely.
What else?
They can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook, Gmail, Twitter.
Thank you again for all the emails. We get literally a lot a week, and I'm sorry we can't read out everything. It stresses me out. I said that before. The fuck, it stresses me right
everything
out.
Stresses you out.
It does stress me out. No, I'm a pretty chill dude, man.
Yeah, you're a chill dude.
Okay. Ross... H says, I broke the podcast last week by me getting the last buy-in, and I should apologize. Because at the end of the show, I think I said the last buy. Right. So I apologize. I know that's your thing. That's what you're known for most on this show. That's what you bring.
I bring saying the last word, one syllable, right?
So that will not happen again, not intentionally. He also says, call his friend Ryan a dickhead. You're a dickhead, Ryan. We don't know you, but you're probably a dickhead.
Probably. I mean, statistically speaking, you probably are.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.